And I'm thinking of an assignment that I would give clients when I was presenting at professional workshops. It's called Your Favorite Teacher. And in the assignment, I would ask individuals to just take a period of time, perhaps a half hour. It's a time during the workshop where I just say, all right, we're shutting everything down. I'm just going to ask you a question. I want you to ponder and read and reflect, or not read, write and reflect on this question. And then later, if you choose to, we can talk about it. I want you to reflect on your most favorite teacher or the person who has made the greatest impact in your life. And it causes them to reflect, thinking about, and I ask you to do the same thing. Is who in your life has made the biggest impact and why? What did they do? What characteristics did they exhibit towards you? And how has that impacted you? And then how can you use that moving forward in your life? Realizing the power inherent in one interaction. Isn't it interesting that when I ask you that question, or when I've asked others that question, they're able to think of those individuals that made a significant influence on their life? I'll tell you one of mine. I was in 8th grade, a place called Walnut Creek Intermediate School. Very, very insecure. We just moved to California. And so that was my first year there at this school. I didn't know anybody. But one of the things that I loved in life was sports. And so I just loved basketball. Back then, when I was growing up in the 60s and early 70s, there was no internet. There were no cell phones. We played football, baseball, and basketball. That's it. And so I loved basketball, but very insecure. And I remember walking back from PE class. We were out in the field doing something, and we were walking back to the locker room, and the coach, Mr. Russell, came up to me, and he singled me out, and he says, "Hey, Gordon, I really would encourage you to try out for the basketball team." And I was so insecure before that. I mean, I love basketball. I don't know whether I would or wouldn't, but he said, "I want you to try out for the basketball team. I encourage you to do that." And that meant something to me. It's like he saw something in me. He believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. And I was the type of kid that when it came time for the tryouts, and it was an outdoor gym. We didn't even have an indoor gym back then. I was probably there an hour before anyone else ever got there. That's just the way it's always been for me. So I was out there nervous, just shooting. And I remember one of these big, tall guys, probably the tallest guy in our school, came by and he saw me shooting there. And he came up to me, and this is what he said. His last name was Olson. He says, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And I go, And he basically says, "Hey, this is where we're trying out for the basketball team. What are you doing here? Go away." And I go, "Well, I'm trying out for the team." And he was like, "Psh, yeah, whatever." Anyway, that started for me, the fact that I was able to do that and someone believed in me, had wonderful experiences playing high school basketball and 2 years junior college basketball, all because of a teacher. I mean, I don't know for sure what would happen if he didn't say that, but he came up to me, and it meant something to me that he believed in me. And he cared for me enough to single me. I still remember his face when he said that to me. It meant so much. And when I listen to responses from other people, who this question is asked most always, it's like they took a personal interest in me. They cared for me. And they had the know-how to direct me with whatever it is I was struggling with or dealing with. But the most important thing that I hear over and over again is I felt loved. I felt accepted. I felt that they really cared about me. And so I want you just to think of the power of one interaction with another person and how you can make a difference in an individual's life by one interaction, by the way you are with them. I don't think I've ever heard someone say from a favorite teacher experience that they were critical of me, judgmental of me, demeaning of me. Now, that's not to say that there wasn't some gentle reproving and saying, hey, you're better than that. Let's move over here. But the focus was on, I love you. Even if you're not doing things super great, I'm not going to condemn you. But it's like, let's move over here and do something a little different. And then they would show them how to do that. But because they felt loved, that they felt accepted, that they were able to make a significant change in their life, that it left a mark on them. You know, I came across this quote also that kind of fits into what I'm saying by Leo Tolstoy. Remember the Russian prolific author? Listen to what he said as he is trying to work through some of the challenges of his life. And I'm just going to start reading and you'll jump on board. Not in order to justify, but simply in order to explain my lack of consistency, I say, look at my present life and then at my former life, and you will see that I do attempt to carry them out. It is true that I have not fulfilled 1,000th part of them, and I am ashamed of this, but I have failed to fulfill them not because I did not wish to, but because I was unable to. Teach me how to escape from the net of temptations that surround me. Help me, and I will fulfill them. Even without help, I wish and hope to fulfill them. Attack me? I do this myself. But attack me rather than the path I follow and which I point out to anyone who asks me where I think it lies. If I know the way home and am walking along it drunkenly, is it any less the right way because I am staggering from side to side? If it is not the right way, then show me another way. But if I stagger and lose the way, you must help me. You must keep me on the true path, just as I am ready to support you. Do not mislead me. Do not be glad that I have got lost. Do not shout out joyfully, look at him. He said he was going home, but there he is crawling into a bog. No, do not gloat, but give me your help and support. And close quote. I love that statement. Here you see a man who is just saying, I want to be so much better than I am. But instead of berating me, instead of pushing me down, help me. Be kind to me. Give me what you have and show me perhaps a different path. But don't beat me up. I already do that enough. So anyway, we'd just like to leave you with those thoughts, okay? Think of your favorite teacher or person in your life and reflect on how they treated you. Ponder that, resonate with that, and then also you become that type of person to yourself. Forgive yourself for your shortcomings and failures. Perhaps you're doing a lot better than you think you are. This world is not easy. There are so many temptations around us, as Leo Tolstoy is saying. They're everywhere. Things are meant to grab our attention and to drag us down into areas that most of the time aren't really that helpful. Wake up, shake off, shake the dust off, stand up, try again. Today's a new day. Today, right now, is the only thing that really matters. And please remember, now is the only thing you ever have. And if you're constantly and you still feel hostage to the past, remember, you can break those chains by confronting the best that you can one day at a time when fears, anxieties, whatever it is, comes your way. Keep confronting them, even if it's all you can do to take one step at a time. Small and simple steps in a positive direction will eventually get you to the top of the mountain. Many small bricks on top of each other create a castle. One step at a time, one positive interaction with yourself at a time, internal dialogue, pick yourself up, be positive about yourself, give yourself a break, and just keep moving forward one day at a time.